Some parents teach their children through stories and action. The sound of rolling out dough triggers fond memories for Yvette Marquez Sharpnack.
My grandma made flour tortillas every single day. I would walk home from school and she would be making tortillas, and I would just pull up a chair and listen to her stories of her childhood while growing up in Mexico.
Yvette's grandmother was Maria de Jesus Mendiez, or Jesusita. Jesusita was raised on a cattle ranch in Julimes, Chihuahua. She had 9 sisters and a brother who died at birth. Her family thrived until the Mexican Revolution. General Francisco Villa, otherwise known as Pancho Villa, often robbed villagers and seized haciendas and gave the land to soldiers and poor peasants. Yvette and her mother, Vanji Sosa, pick up Jesusita's story in 1916.
Well, I just remember being young and my grandma telling me the stories about a man named Pancho Villa. At the time, I didn't know who he was. I just remember her saying he was not a very nice man. She said when they were small and they knew that the soldiers were coming into town, that the mom had them hiding in the barn because they were afraid of the soldiers coming to rape the young girls.
My 2 oldest aunts, my mother's sisters, they were 17, 16 at the time, and they would hide them because they were in great danger.
They threatened the lives of my grandmother's father and an uncle, and actually had them hanging from a tree and said that, you know, we're taking this ranch. You've got to go. They had to leave right there and then with just the clothes on their back and their horse and carriage.
That night, she said they stayed in the ditches wherever they would take cover, and they hardly slept.
She said it was a very bumpy ride. And she said that they would stop at a ranch and ask them if they can stay there for the night or to eat as they made their journey to Texas.
It was very, of course, very different for them. Presidio, where they crossed from Ojinaga, Mexico, Presidio is very, very small town. So she would always be very sad about having to come from Mexico.
She only lived in Mexico for 10 years, but yet she was so Mexican.
She would always tell us not to forget where our roots came from and to stand up for ourselves and be strong.
Everybody always asked me, did you grow up eating Mexican food? And it's like, yes, but we never called it Mexican food. It was just food. It was the food that we grew up eating.
That's the biggest thing that she left for me, was food and how to treat people.
She's always a part of me. It's especially in the kitchen. The biggest compliment is for somebody to walk in my kitchen and say, it smells like grandma's house. Just recently, I hosted my family and one of my cousins said that, and it just brought so much joy.
We had wonderful, wonderful times together, especially on Sundays. Then that's when everybody would come in after mass, and my mother would be there with a lot of food on the table. And she would always make some soup. And besides that, maybe some green chili. Everybody was so happy. And it was a party every Sunday.
She passed away in 2004. So she lived to be 98 years old.
With such a big family to cook for, Jesusita practically never left the kitchen. Yvette and her mother, Vanji, recently published a cookbook that includes Jesusita's recipes called Muy bueno.
She only spoke Spanish, which she would say, siéntate a comer, está muy bueno, which means, come on and sit down, it's very good.
The story of Jesusita, her daughter, and granddaughter was brought to us by reporter Leslie McClurg.